passion could save my heart. Who knew that these feelings had a name? I'm worthy of change, same as you are. Mirror, mirror, don't you judge me, don't you dare. Who knew I was capable of loving? Who was there staring back? I said staring back at me. Ooh, it's been a long time coming. I love my shell, I love my scars, enough for the both of us. I love myself, no I don't need help. I needed
Hello, folks, and welcome to the Transitional Wisdom Podcast, where Nash and I discuss all things trans and queer related from a variety of different perspectives. Today we are going to be discussing...
So, I kind of wanted to share, like, an experience, or multiple experiences that I've had, and they've been happening more lately. And I think, like, the wording that I use for it to describe it is, like, forced outing.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I mean by that is, like, being in situations where... whoever I'm engaging with or wherever it is I am, those people don't necessarily know I'm trans. They just see me as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then something transpires where I'm essentially backed into a corner or I'm asked questions where I'm forced to out myself. So the most recent one for me has been, you know, I just started going to a chiropractor. And
good for you.
Thank you.
So and, happy.
You know, I had to find a new chiropractor and, you know, I found a... it's an LGBT-friendly chiropractor, and many of the employees are LGBT, or at least the LGB.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any T there. But,
as happens in most situations,
sure.
Right?
So, you know, at this place, you know, for me, I have no shame about being trans. I have very little discomfort when it comes to telling people I'm trans. It usually comes down to, for me, what the situation is, what my safety level is, you know. I don't walk around telling every person I say hello to that I'm trans, but if I'm engaging in a conversation and something comes up naturally, I don't shy away from it typically. Now, that doesn't mean that in other situations I don't like to just be seen as a human and not have to be seen as the trans person.
Mm-hmm.
So at this chiropractor's office, you know, he's doing an assessment with me. He's as nice as can be, super respectful. And the thing that I noticed right off the bat that kind of shook me up a little bit was on their form, you know, when you fill out their form, their intake form, you know, there was male or female as the option and nothing else, which is, you know, typical, unfortunately.
But also, if you're going to be an LGB, sometimes T, facility, can we do better, please?
Right. So that threw me off right in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
because I was like, the fact that they only have these two options does not make me feel like they are, not that they're not trans friendly, but that they're not trans knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. But it kind of was like, to me, like,
kind of a warning sign for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, you know, there's not many facets of my life where I am just a human and I'm not the trans person.
Mm.
So when I go into situations like this, especially someplace like a chiropractor, you know, yeah, I am seeing the chiropractor because of my phalloplasty surgeries, because of having to be on my back for a year and a half. My back is really fucked. So, yes.
But you don't have to disclose
right.
it. You could
right.
say I had surgeries that
right.
kept me in.
So,
yeah.
It somewhat has to do with phallo, but it does, has more to do with surgery versus having to do with phallo or being a trans person.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I went in, I kind of, you know, I had been like, this is going to be nice to just be a person. You know, I already had that mindset, which is something that I talk myself through before I go into any of these kinds of appointments.
Mm-hmm.
So right off the bat, when we're going through everything, he asked me, you know, what's up with your back? Why is it like this? Whatever. And I said, you know, I had some surgery and I had some complications. So I was laid up for a really long time. And he like immediately was like, well, what kind of surgery is making you have, you know, that many surgeries or whatever? And I, like I said, I have no problem like sharing or educating when I want to. But like for me, the kind of feeling backed into it is what doesn't feel good. So
mm-hmm.
I felt a little bit backed into a corner with the questions, But at the same time, I do also feel like it is important to be honest. It is important to share these things if you're comfortable and safe to do so, because that allows for this man to learn and to do better for the next person.
But I also wonder if that's an appropriate question to ask.
Right.
And now, if it was... And if there's any medical professionals out there listening, please let us know. Like, is this just a human question that came out? Or should it have been, was he trying to ask, were your surgeries related to back?
Right, and that's what I think maybe.
Spinal, something in that regard. So maybe if you could have came back to that question with nothing that would have, you know,
right,
resulted in, this surgery isn't related.
Sure.
I mean, it's related into.
Right.
So I don't know.
Right. And so that was kind of also my very quick thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But so I just, because I wanted to be in this place and I wanted to have a good experience,
mm-hmm,
and I wanted to get the best care I could, I responded to him by just saying, they were surgeries related to me being transgender. And that is all I said.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, okay. And we moved forward with the questioning or whatever, which was great. But the thing, and this literally goes back to exactly why I hate having to be forced to out myself sometimes, because what he did next was he went to type in my information on the computer to, you know, make my profile on the computer of what I had just written down on the intake form. And he writes, you know, Justin, which is my legal first name and my last name. And then he puts, you know, gets to the next part where it says gender and the options are male or female. And he says out loud to me, I'm going to go ahead and click male. As though to validate my identity, when in fact, there's absolutely no reason why male should not have been chosen. I identify as a male. Every single one of my legal documents is male. Nothing says female. Nothing.
But
so,
the fact that, besides the fact that you had just
that told him. Yeah. So I understand I want to point out, I do not think he was being mean, malicious, or having poor intentions. I think genuinely, 1000%, he didn't know how to handle the situation. And I think that he didn't really understand what he was supposed to do, and maybe thought that what he said to me was validating and affirming,
mm-hmm,
of my identity,
mm-hmm,
which is nice, but
it's not.
It's misguided.
But
it's
not.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so.
It doesn't have the effect that they think that it's going to.
Right. So I didn't say a single thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't confirm what he said, and I didn't deny. I just stood there.
Mm-hmm.
He put in mail, and on we went. And so that was my first kind of like experience with this recently, and I left feeling like, you know, just kind of like, now I'm the trans guy. And not that that's a bad thing, but I just pointed out how that shows people treat you a little bit differently. They act differently. They think different things. And I don't care about that. But there is a part of me that just craves to be treated like every other person sometimes.
Do you think, just a random question,
mm-hmm,
do you think also because it was another medical setting,
yes,
that you were hopeful that you could go into this specific medical setting and it not be about transness?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And to just feel like I was just there to get treated,
yeah,
and it didn't have to be all about,
mm-hmm,
my transness,
mm-hmm,
or whatever. So, you know, that's just the most recent example. I've been in situations like this many times, and, you know, it's something that, like I said to you, and like anybody who's kind of interacted with me knows, I don't have a problem answering questions. I don't shy away from the invasive, from the disrespectful questions. I don't really shy away from them. But the thing that I feel like is important is that, and this is a message for me as much as it is anybody that's listening, like I'm doing this because I need this message more than anything, is that we don't have to answer these questions if we don't want to.
That.
It's important to educate, but it's important to educate when we feel comfortable to do so.
And when, yeah, comfortable in all facets
of our life.
When we're
up for
life.
It.
Yes.
And
we are not a walking definition dictionary for cis people to just tap into.
Yep.
We are trans, and that takes up a lot of facets of our life, but we are human.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to we are just human beings just trying to exist and move and navigate ourselves through the,
mm-hmm,
world. And we don't want to, not that, I don't want to say, it's not that we don't want to be trans 100% of the time, because that's always who we are.
Totally.
But we want to be seen as more than that.
Right, because you know what? It's not about me not being trans, because like I said to you, I don't care. It doesn't,
mm-hmm,
it really does not bother me. What bothers me is the way that people treat me. Because I just told them I'm trans.
And it's that immediate,
mm-hmm,
it's
the
that
shift,
immediate flip.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
that shift, whatever it is that they, in their brain, tells them something, and then they're like, oh, I have to do this, or I have to say this. And that's the part that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the change in behavior, because you treated me one way before I told you this, and now you're treating me differently.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that bothers me. And, you know, I just think that it's not fair.
No.
It doesn't feel good. And I think that it's really important to, like, just know that when we're ready, then it's okay. And it doesn't we don't have to force ourselves to be ready just because everybody else wants mm-hmm. us to be. And, yeah, I mean, it's something that's been really heavy on my mind because, like, these situations kind of keep coming up for me where I'm, having to say those things or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, I think it just kind of all goes into, like, you know, we are just human, and this part of us shouldn't change the way we're seen or treated or any of those things. You know, I've mentioned before on different episodes, like, my youngest brother had cancer for several years, and, like, I can tell you, he lived in a hospital for almost mm-hmm. 2 years straight, and not once did a nurse or did any person that he interacted with come in and say to him, like, so tell me about your cancer and tell mm-hmm. me, you know, like,
it's such an honor to be a right. part of your cancer
yeah,
journey.
Like, maybe they said that, maybe, like, later on or something, you know, like,
yeah.
but they're not saying these things, you know, while this kid is going through this or while he's trying to get help. You know, I think just, like, it comes down to that, like, whole safety thing too, because now it's like, you know, I went back in for 2 adjustments now at the same chiropractor, and now I'm not seeing the one who did the intake with me and the one that asked me this question. I'm seeing a different one. So
okay.
I have the question, did the owner tell him that I'm trans? Does he know I'm trans? You know, he asked about my arm scar yesterday, and I actually didn't respond to him. I actually just said...
The new guy. Okay.
Yeah, he just outright said to me, like, hey, I saw your arm the other day. You know, I meant to ask you, what happened? Is that a skin graft? And I said, yeah. And we were silent. And then he said, oh, why do you have that? And I said, surgery.
I don't understand.
And we were silent.
Like, you would know. Do you get these questions often about
yeah.
your arm scar? I guess I never really...
But you want to know what's funny? Is I get them the most when it comes to anything to do with medical.
When you're
like,
in the
medical.
They think that that's a pass.
Yeah.
They think that since you're in this setting, you're here for something with your body
mm-hmm.
anyway,
mm-hmm.
I can go ahead and ask you...
Yep. Like, don't
do that. People out there, don't do that.
You know what? I'm, like, and this is the thing. For me personally, this is not true for anyone else unless
mm-hmm.
they tell you. I'm only speaking for me. If somebody said to me, I noticed your arm, and I was wondering if you're open to questions.
There you go. Wording.
I would say, yeah. Do you want to talk about it now? Is there a private place where you can go chat?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the entitlement of the answer.
Yes.
It's the expectation.
Yes.
That I should just
mm-hmm.
open up.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually decided yesterday, because I actually went to the chiropractor right before my therapy, and so
mm-hmm.
I actually talked about this in therapy, and I actually decided that when I go back to my chiropractor the next
mm-hmm.
time, I'm going to say to him, you know, you asked me about my arm the other day, and I want to answer your question, and I want to answer it and tell you exactly why I didn't want to answer you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because I'm trans, and it's a transgender-related surgery that I had, and sometimes it just doesn't feel good to have to be backed into outing myself and basically...
And again, and again.
Right. Having to tell you this incredibly personal thing about me, because when you're asking about my arm, you're asking about my genitals without
mm-hmm.
knowing it.
That,
without
yes. Yeah.
And so, you asking me about my arm, maybe you think it's an innocent question,
mm-hmm.
but you're essentially putting me in a position where I have to literally say to you, it's my penis. Which is not a thing that I like to say,
mm-hmm.
and it's not something that I enjoy saying.
Well, I mean, it's just like...
It's really vulnerable.
Yes, exactly.
And it also is just kind of icky, because it's like, I'm telling you, like...
Like, they put it in the realm of it being the sensitive topic without realizing
mm-hmm.
it, and so you are now forced to say, do I want to go this route and be like...
Right.
quote-unquote vulgar
mm-hmm.
in most situations,
mm-hmm.
or do I want to completely avoid it and seem like an asshole?
Exactly, and that's what I said to my therapist yesterday, was I left that situation feeling like a dick, because...
Feeling like a dick from a dick.
Yes. Like, just feeling like an asshole, because, like, he asked a question that he probably thought was innocent,
mm-hmm.
and that it was just a casual question, but what he asked me was so personal, and he didn't even realize it. Because he's a super nice guy. I don't think he was trying to be
mm-hmm.
anything but maybe connect with me or
yeah.
something. And so, you know, I get the intentions, and like I always say, to me, the intentions are the most important, but also my comfort is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, there's just something that doesn't always sit well with having to say, like, oh, you're asking about my arm, you're actually asking about my genitals.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that usually leads into more questions. And not that I necessarily have a problem with that, but there's a time and place. And that time and place isn't necessarily
isn't
in
when,
my chiropractor's office.
When you're seeking care.
When I'm trying to get help for something else that has nothing to do with this.
Yep. It's not, you don't go into a chiropractic appointment thinking that, oh, hey, cool, I get to educate people today.
Exactly, exactly. If I get to educate them at the same time somehow, that's awesome. But that's not what I'm there for.
Yeah.
Hey, pay me.
Mm-hmm.
No,
just
I'll come back.
Going to say
I'll
that.
I'll come back.
Like, you, says people, you are welcome to ask trans, open trans people who do want to answer questions, but pay us.
Yeah, yeah. You
like,
you want to know something about
Google
me?
Or Google it.
Like, I deserve
yes,
to be compensated in some
absolutely.
Way. That doesn't mean you owe me hundreds of dollars, but
no.
You know what? Take care of me the same way you want me
I
to
mean,
take care
coffee.
Of you.
Take me out for a coffee. We can sit out over a coffee and have a conversation.
Do you know the nicest thing that happened to me was when I was taking that acting class last month?
Mm.
It was an LGBT acting class, so it's only LGBT people. And there was a person in that class, and he noticed my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And he very, very nicely sent me an email and just said, I noticed your arm. I'm assuming it's from fallow, and I was wondering if you would be open to questions. And if you're not,
that's
that is
so
completely
sweet.
Okay, and I respect that, but I'd love to take you out to dinner or coffee or something.
That is so sweet.
Yeah.
I have goosies.
Yeah. And,
see, like,
yeah.
We always say that, yes, intentions
mm-hmm.
are, like, 99% of,
mm-hmm.
but there's going to come a point in time where we need to start moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Your intentions are good, but you need to start considering the language
mm-hmm.
that you're using when you're addressing people.
Yeah.
Because even if, like, how your chiropractors and the doctors are seeming, you don't think that they're malicious. You
mm-hmm.
think that, and you want to give them this information, they need to address it
mm-hmm.
to not force you in that
right,
corner.
Right. And the thing, when it comes to the information, the thing that also makes me feel like an asshole that I don't answer these questions is I feel like I'm taking away an opportunity not only for this person to learn,
yes.
to do better in the future, or to be an ally in the future, but also for any other trans person who's not comfortable or not out or not feeling safe.
Mm-hmm.
For if they're in this situation with that same individual, that individual knows how to treat them.
Do you feel like since you know that you can handle, you know, maybe more than maybe some other people, that you do take on more in these
oh,
medical
for sure.
facilities?
For sure.
Like, you feel like you have to. Since,
absolutely.
Okay.
I definitely feel a sense of responsibility.
I thought so.
Because I feel like with all of the opportunities I've had for surgery, for hormones, for, you know, good healthcare, for an amazing surgeon like Dr. Chen, you know, for an amazing top surgeon that I had, you know, for all of that, it feels like that's my privilege, and that's a privilege that many people either don't have or can't have or
mm-hmm.
may never have. And, like, so, yes, part of me feels like it is my responsibility to, like, yeah, put myself out there when
mm-hmm.
it,
even
when
on the days that you're
mm-hmm.
not wanting
yeah.
to at all.
Yeah, because to me it's like, well, will there be another opportunity?
Yeah.
Is there going to be another person that is going to be able to do this? You know, and I don't mean that in, like, I'm special or something, but more of just, like, will another trans person walk into this chiropractor?
Are they coming in right after you?
Right, and this
mm-hmm.
kind of interaction happen. But, you know, like, more importantly, like, I am somebody with an incredibly visible and obvious arm scar. I also have met other people who have very, like, visible scars. And not in a million years would I walk up to them and ask them, what did you do? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where did that come from? You know, like, that's not a question that, it doesn't matter who you are. It's really not a question that should be asked or asked lightly. Like, there needs to be a level of, like, respect beforehand.
I know. That's why it just boggles my mind that so many people, and like, but like you did say, it is more so in medical settings. So maybe they think that they have a pass somehow, which
mm-hmm.
is also interesting to think about.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's under this guise of, like, well, I'm a medical professional, so maybe I have advice for you, or maybe
it's somehow related.
Yeah.
So I guess I see both coins.
Right.
Maybe they're trying to figure out if it's going to be related.
I'm also trying to play devil's advocate against 100%. My own argument right now. So, because I do try to look at it from all
angles.
Absolutely.
We have to.
And not just think that, you know, somebody's rude or disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Or
just curious under the wrong guise. Like,
yeah. I'll overanalyze this
mm-hmm.
until, like, I'm able to believe that it was a good intention thing before I just settle on a beanbag.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, and so, like, I actually, you know, I was like, you know, I don't know if I want to go back to this place. And, like, I was kind of frustrated, and then I was like, no, I'm not going to let them take that from me.
Yeah.
You know, every other part has been a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
And just because this, I don't feel like I should have to be punished for that. You know,
but
have
I think
this taken from me.
That is important that you bring that up, because not for us to hear, but
mm-hmm.
for other people out there in these facilities to hear, is that you can make or break
mm-hmm.
these experiences.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, you could have left and never gone back.
Absolutely.
And you could have...
And I was close.
And you could have maybe not seek care from other chiropractors.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
Because this is an LGB, sometimes T, facility
yeah.
that you went to.
Yeah.
So imagine if you just went to some random, you know, across the board, you're already going to have more anxiety that you're going to have to
yep.
go through all these questions.
Yep.
You know, same thing happened when I first went in for HRT and I went... you know, Planned Parenthood, which didn't know what they were doing at the
right.
time, that could have deterred me from.
Absolutely.
Like, these things can, like, make or break, like, the questions that you ask
mm-hmm.
in these facilities, like, make sure that they're actually related to our care.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way.
Yeah. And you know what? And, like, if you do need to ask the question, start it off with, hey, you know, I know it's uncomfortable, but I need to ask you this in regards
mm-hmm.
to your care. Are you open to sharing what your surgery was? Or does your surgery have to do, you know, whatever, something like that. Because there are ways to ask the question that, it, you know, I'm really like one of the most understanding people
yes.
when it comes to these questions.
So
it's like, if
yeah.
you're kind of like hitting me the wrong way, that's an opportunity for you to do something differently, not me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm doing this as best as I can. Even more than I can, like, you know.
Agreed. 100%.
Yeah. So that was my... venting experience of this. Like, I think moving forward, you know, I need to do better of preparing myself for these questions ahead of time and knowing, you know, okay, if this happens, how do I want to respond? If this happens, how do I want to respond? And having a better
go through
plan for myself.
Scenarios.
Yeah.
I know, and it's sad that you have to do that.
It's life.
You know? But yeah, but we do want to have those, you know, you want to go into your dentist and not have to, you
mm-hmm.
know, same thing, chiropractor, you know, anything like that. Yeah, definitely.
For
and
sure.
maybe there is just something that we are going to be continuously forever educating people.
Yeah. If anybody else has had an experience like this, I would love to connect with somebody or multiple people. It doesn't matter. I'd love to connect with people. Like, is this something other people experience? Is this something that you avoid? How do you handle it when this happens? Do you shut down? Do you... answer the question.
What do you take into consideration? What are
mm-hmm.
your, what's, you know, the checklist that goes through your head really quick? You
yeah.
know, because you do have to consider safety
yeah.
in a lot of these situations. So, yeah, what's your criteria
mm-hmm.
for, you know, what we're calling being forcefully outed?
Yeah. Do you have, like, you know, answers that you have in your head that you know you're going to use to respond based on the line of questioning, you know? Yeah, let us know. It'd be really cool to hear other people's experiences or thoughts on any of this. So, yeah, thank you
yeah.
for listening.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's episode of Transitional Wisdom. If you feel you'd like to share your story or if there's a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at nash@transitionalwisdom.org or visit our website, transitionalwisdom.org. And please don't forget to like, share, rate, whatever. It really helps us reach a wider audience of people who may find this helpful. And hey, thanks.
Who knew this would happen? A magic potion could save my heart. Who knew that these feelings had a name? I'm worthy of change, same as you are.